This is Android Buffet, episode number 223, recorded Monday, November 3rd, 2014, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Android Buffet Podcast.
Woohoo!
Now on the
We're
left.
We're back.
Yes,
back
I rewatched.
At a regular scheduled time, but on a regular scheduled day with news and stuff.
Well, also now all my equipment is to the left of me instead of to the right of me. I moved my desk again. So now you're on the left and I'm on the right.
You're left-handed, right?
I am. Except I'm still too far to actually reach the knobs from my seated position. That's something that I'm going to work on for version 2.0 of this particular renovation. What I did was I bought myself a Kallax and I put that to the left and I put the equipment on top of that. Then I rotated my Expedit 90 degrees and put that to the right of me.
What's an Expedit?
Well, it's like a Kallax only older.
Oh, okay. Still don't get it, but okay.
Okay. I went to IKEA. And a Kallax is essentially a square with many cubby holes in it. Prior to the Kallax line, and you may remember I was talking about this, they discontinued the Expedit line. Remember I was lamenting this because the Expedit was very popular with people who had records?
Ah.
So I had a 4x2 Expedit that was oriented, you know, with the foreside parallel to the floor. So it was in a low position. So what I did was rotate that so it's a tall Expedit instead of a low Expedit, then bought a Kallax, which replaced the Expedit of a 2x2 nature. So it takes up the same amount of space in terms of width, but not in terms of height.
You one creative guy.
Well, I have to stop moving my furniture, but I had to get rid of my Billy. My Billy's falling apart.
Your who is falling apart?
My Billy.
Your who?
My Billy.
Your Billy.
Yes. Obviously, you don't speak IKEA.
No.
Okay, Billy is a bookcase, and I bought a Beach Billy. But what happened was, you know, my plan was I bought three Beach Billies, and my plan was to, when I wanted to expand and or renovate, I'd be able to buy replacement parts for the Beach Billy. Unfortunately, before I could go through Generation 2 of the Beach Billy renovation, they discontinued Beach Billies. They no longer sold Beach Billies. So I had a choice. I could go and work with the Birch Billies, or I could switch over to the Besta line where they made Beach Bestas. So I decided that what I would do is I would buy a couple of Beach Bestas and they would match my Beach Billies and I would still be able to be Beach. Then guess what they did?
They discontinued the Billy.
No, they still make the Billy. I told you, they discontinued the Beach Billy. So I switched to the Beach Besta and then they discontinued the Beach Besta. And because they discontinued the Beach Besta, I decided that I would have to give up. And since my desk was Birch, what I would do is I would buy a Birch Expedit, put it next to my desk, and rearrange the furniture so part of the room was Birch and part of the room was Beach. And then guess what?
They changed the color.
No, they discontinued the Expedit in favor of the Kallax. Now, the Kallax comes in a Birch, but it's a different Birch than the Birch that the desk is in, which is the discontinued McHale, or the Expedit, which is a discontinued model as well. So even though I now have three pieces of Birch furniture next to each other, they're not identical, even though they're all Birch. And I had to get rid of the last of the Beach Billies. There were three of them. Two of them were damaged by water damage. The third one has just died of old age. So what I did was I put a lot of the books from the Beach Billy into the Birch Expedit. And also I'm going to be retiring some of my books. Any questions?
Well, already then.
Okay. Do you think you could repeat that?
Not on my best day.
Okay. I liked Beach, but I'm going to have to get rid of Beach because I can't get any more Beach. I'm switching to Birch, but it's not the Birch that I think I have because I already have some Birch, so I'm going to gradually switch from Birch to Birch. Just blame IKEA. They can't be consistent.
I like beach too. That's why I live in Jacksonville where we have beaches.
No, this is B-E-E-C-H. You're talking about B-E-A-C-H. Trust me, if you had an IKEA catalog, this all makes sense.
Okay.
But basically, this all started because of the rug. When I came back from my vacation, I was setting some things up, and I smelled something, and I was going to spray some, you know, odor eliminator on my rug because I thought I smelled something. I picked up the end of the rug, and the entire rug had disintegrated. The whole backing had turned into a fine powder. And the rug went under the furniture, so that meant I had to move the furniture. And when I tried to move the bookcase started to fall apart because it was an older bookcase, and it had already been through two floods, and it had been the only one that had sort of survived. So that started the whole thing with the expedite, and because I had to remove all the furniture to pull the rugs out, because the bottoms of the rugs had disintegrated, by the way, I vowed to not have rugs of a size that go under furniture, at least, I ended up rearranging the desk. And because I rearranged the desk and I had to get rid of my most massive bookcase, I'm going through my books to decide if there's any books I want to retire. And that pretty much I spent a good percentage of last week getting the furniture into the new permanent position. So it's now Kallax, McHale, Expedite. It makes sense. It's something. Other McHale.
Okay.
Yeah. But basically I rearranged the studio here. So I am now in a different position in the same room. And this has happened before because I used to be on the other side of the room. You've moved a few times with me.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, no more IKEA talk. How was your week, Jerry?
Woohoo!
Is that a good woohoo or a not so good woohoo?
You know, whatever.
Did anything interesting happen?
Not really. No.
I'm sorry.
You know, it's standard work stuff. No big deal.
I have my own work problems, but I didn't want to bring them onto the show. You know, I wanted you to hear happy stories of Kallaxes and Expedites and McHales and Billies. I figured you'd find it much more interesting than my work problems, which mostly involve backstabbing. Certainly
confusing, I'll give it that.
Well, my work problems usually involve politics. I don't understand office politics.
I'm just now getting, you know, my company was bought by a larger company, and I'm just now realizing that a bigger company is a lot of work.
My company hasn't been bought by anybody. They just can't seem to agree on what sort of company they are. You know, it comes in waves. You know, we get I've been through, I think, four chief executives before. No, three and a half. And, you know, each chief executive comes in and then says, okay, this is our new dream of how the company is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I like that dream. For example, the most recent chief executive, I really liked his dream where he decided that we are going to love our customers. So, you know, the people responsible for making us money, we are going to be nice to them, which was which was an improvement on the period from prior to that where we said, who cares about the customers? I didn't like that period very much, mostly because I'm the one who has to talk to the customers.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm by that.
And, you know, we're now moving into, I don't know what it is, but, you know, the Camelot has fallen. We don't, I'm not sure we hate the customers now. I don't know if we're back to that. But the period where where I could just say this is for the benefit of the customers and somebody would actually do something has ended.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
There was a period where that would open doors.
Mm-hmm.
Those doors have slammed closed and been locked by triple padlocks, for which I do not have the key.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, well, what can you do? But we have an exciting week full of news.
Woo!
Yes, I was very excited to hear this week that they will be building larger crash test dummies that will reflect bigger and fatter people. So if you're tall or you're large, whichever one you happen to be, then the crash test dummies that will be making sure that your seats on planes and in cars are safe will be proportionate to your size.
Well, sadly, I think that that's probably necessary in order to accurately reflect the America in which we live nowadays.
Yes, and you have to be fair about that. If we are a big country, we should have big crash test dummies.
Yeah, I imagine the physics are different for a 110-pound woman than they are for a 450-pound man.
Well, they did a lot of tests a few years ago where they determined that when they did these tests, they weren't actually protecting large groups of people.
Large groups of people?
Large percentages.
Or large people?
No, large percentages of the population. So we have
an ever-growing large population. Portion of the population.
Well, remember, Remember, the
population,
it's not just
each member of the population is growing, and the percentage of that the population get it. It's
no.
Okay, I thought it was.
But it's not only the girth, it's the height. Remember people in the past.
Are we as Americans getting taller?
I know. Haven't you ever heard people in the past were shorter?
Due to nutrition?
Well, they say a lot of things.
Genetics.
For example, I happen to have been on vacation, which you remember. And they were talking about a famous person, and they told me that the statue was of them that I saw was actual size, and this thing seemed tiny to me. They may have been joking, though.
Well, you are a tall individual.
Am I? Comparatively speaking.
I'm 6 foot, and you're taller than I am.
By an inch or two.
You're tall enough for me to make... You're taller enough for me to actually have noticed that, damn, that dude's tall. And I normally don't notice a size difference, you know, height-wise, unless it's more than 3 or 4 or 5 inches.
Okay, well, according to my driver's license, I'm 6'2", and if you're 6, that would mean that you're only 2 inches shorter than I am.
Well, according to my driver's license, I'm 180 pounds. Ha!
I don't know what my driver's license is on weight. I haven't looked. Note to self, check driver's license. Anyway, moving along, a Virginia Circuit Court judge has ruled that you can be compelled to give a police officer your fingerprint to unlock your phone, but not your password or PIN. So this is a lesson to you, no biometrics.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about this.
Okay.
If
you don't get angry, we may have a short show.
Well, no, I'm not going to get angry, because I mean...
I'll find something on here for you to ramble about.
I mean, okay, a cop can search your car without a warrant, right? Probable cause, right?
Well, they can search anywhere with probable cause.
No, for a home, they need a warrant.
No, they can search your home with probable cause if they believe there is imminent danger inside the home. So, for example, I could be a police officer. I could walk up to your home. Oh, there is somebody inside who is in imminent danger. I thought I heard a scream. I can break down the door, and if I happen to see anything illegal in there, it's technically admissible if it was publicly out, and I entered the house because I thought I heard a scream, regardless of whether or not there actually was a scream.
Well, for a car, you don't even need that, right? Because the car is mobile, and the car can get away. The contents of the car are likely to change between when the officer observes the probable cause and when a warrant can be obtained.
Okay.
I thought there was a difference. I'm not a lawyer, but I thought there was a difference in...
I'm not disagreeing with you.
I don't think... If they hear a scream inside, then okay, that means that they can enter the house, but that doesn't mean they can search the house. Well, like start rifling through drawers and...
No. Technically, yeah, they can't rifle through drawers, but if something is exposed and out and they see it, they can arrest the person for it being visible.
Okay. But along the same lines of a car being mobile, I suspect that the same rules would apply to a mobile phone as opposed to like a computer, you know, a desktop computer.
No, they could compel you to, with a fingerprint to unlock your desktop computer as well.
No, I'm just talking about how angry I should get.
Oh, okay. Either way, don't use your fingerprint to unlock your device. Biometrics is currently a legal issue. So I suggest that you use your password, PIN, or other device.
Now, bear in mind that for the iPhone, this is easy enough. That means when the cop is walking up to your car, turn your phone off.
Okay.
Because the way the iPhone biometrics work is your phone still has a passcode, a password, passcode, passphrase.
And every time you boot up, you have to put it in.
Right. Or if your phone locks due to inactivity or there are some series of things that can cause you to have to re-enter your passcode where the simple, you know, the fingerprint is not enough. One of those things is a power event, is a power cycle. So turn your phone off. And then when they turn the phone back on, your finger will not unlock it and thus you can't be compelled. That's if you're worried about it. Although, by and large, from what I understand, absolutely no information that the cops acquire through whatever means can ever be used in your defense. So it's probably best to
defense or offense
limit their access as much as possible.
Probably a good idea. And if you own a wearable, movie theaters and the MPAA have announced a zero tolerance policy for wearables. So if you were wearing
wearables, meaning
Google Glass is the best
glasses, example. Not wearables, meaning watches.
Well, did you see that Cowboom had a deal on a refurbished LG G watch today?
Nope.
Oh, Cowboom had a deal on a refurbished LG G watch today.
I don't even know who a Cowboom is.
It's a place that sells refurbished stuff. What do you mean?
Do they sell refurbished cows?
Not that I'm aware of.
Are they exploding cows? Because that would be, you know, kind of cool.
Well, according...
I'm not sure the cow.
Well, according to this, let's see how Cowboom describes itself. Cowboom is a Best Buy brand. Their slogan is "Great deals, no bull." About us. Welcome to an utterly affordable way to shop with two Ds. Cowboom is the trusted source for brand name, new and pre-owned refurbished consumer electronics. As a Best Buy brand, our mission is to prove that our products are a no-risk way to get more for less. 15-day no-hassle money-back guarantee on every purchase. And U.S.-based customer care. Oh, and they have a picture of the Cowboom team.
Ooh, there's a Cowboom team.
Yeah, and they guarantee... Ooh, they guarantee that I will be utterly satisfied.
Utterly or utterly?
Utterly. It actually is spelled with a D. Two Ds.
That's hilarious.
But today's deal of the day happened to be an LG G Wash for select devices.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, it sold out.
Of course it did.
Yes. Things do sell out when they're popular, even if they are a refurbished watch.
So how do you feel about this zero tolerance policy? I mean, to me, it seems like they're basically saying, don't bring in recording devices to the movie theater, right?
Yeah, but everybody's cell phones are recording device.
Yes, they are. And do you feel like, I don't know how you feel about this. I feel like they're trying to fight the wrong battle.
Well, I think they're calling attention to it. Like anything else, if they suspect that you're doing something, they should certainly say, we don't approve of that. And they certainly should say that recording is forbidden. And on one level, the problem with wearables is that you don't know whether or not somebody is recording without confronting them. So I could see on one level them saying, we don't, you know, if you're holding up your phone in the middle of the theater, we can see you from a distance and we're going to give you trouble. If you are wearing your glasses that happen to have a camera in them, we can't tell without getting very close to you whether or not you are actually illegally recording our content. So on that level, I
can they even tell if they get really close?
Well, there's supposed to be a light, but I suppose you could disable it.
Sure.
But it's the difference between, let's say I have a conventional camera, or even a cell phone. What am I doing? I have to hold the thing up. So I'm very visible from a distance. It's very hard for me to hide it without being obvious.
Really?
On one not level, really. I can see it.
Phones are small.
On the other level, it's basically just an excuse to say, okay, we're afraid this is going to happen, so we're going to decide that nobody can do anything.
Pretty much.
Has anybody been found illegally recording a movie with a wearable?
I can't imagine the resolution's high enough to matter.
Not everybody cares about that. Have you ever bought a bootleg movie?
Is this a trick question?
Are you aware of the quality standards of an illegally obtained movie? Back in the old days when they were VHS, the reputation was that the quality was bad. That somebody sat in a movie theater with a camcorder and recorded the movie, and you'd end up with basically a video of that.
Yeah.
So you were lucky if you could actually see the entire movie.
Yes, with like people getting up and moving around. And yeah. I think
days have sort of ended, though. It's so easy to get content nowadays. We're
getting into the phase where, you know, the MPAA... is they're fighting the wrong battle.
They've been doing that for 10 years.
Yeah. I mean, whatever.
You seem resigned.
That's my official. I am. I'm whatever.
I'm sorry you feel that way, Jerry.
It's all right. No worries.
Did you know that Motorola is now officially part of Lenovo?
Like the entire thing?
Except for the research.
Why?
Basically, they bought Motorola and then they divided it into pieces and they sold some pieces, and they kept some pieces.
Okay, but they sold the name to Lenovo.
Yes.
Anything else?
The handset division.
Okay, so what? Google just kept the...
The patents and the research and development. Patents
and called it a day?
No, the research and development division. They kept the R&D.
Weird, but okay.
Well, not necessarily. So let's start at the beginning. They bought Motorola, and they sold the set-top box division, which I was surprised about because I expected them to keep that because of Google TV. We knew they wanted the patents, so they're out of the question there. But then they tried to become a hardware company, and they finally got to the point where they turned Motorola from making devices that seemed basically good but had a bunch of problems to making devices people actually want. I don't know about you, but I currently do not own a Motorola device as my primary driver, but the new ones that they're coming out with aren't that bad. They're light years ahead.
We'll see.
Well, they're light years ahead of what they were making a few years ago.
Well, everything is light years ahead of what was being made a few years ago. It's kind of the nature of the beast.
I'm talking about speaking relatively.
Motorola, is it light years ahead of what LG is making?
Isn't it? They moved ahead on software. They're doing very well in finding the right balance between stock and minor improvements. Their hardware is, you know, they've always made robust hardware, but their hardware has improved. And they did a bunch, they essentially started to do things in a way that got them more cachet.
Cachet.
Yes. You don't like the word cachet. So now they're part of Lenovo. I don't
agree with its usage in that particular instance, but, well, you know, whatever.
Okay, well, how's HTC doing? HTC makes good phones, but they've never been financially successful, at least not for the last 2 years. They've been they've been dying slowly.
Slowly.
Meanwhile,
the M81 is nice.
No, it is a very nice phone. But Motorola is starting to make phones, and they're starting to make them at pretty good price points if you look at it. Look at the Moto G. You know who just bought a Moto G?
Ashton Kutcher.
Who?
Demi Moore's husband.
Oh, that guy. The one in that movie that I couldn't stand? Never mind. I wasn't. Why would I talk about him?
I don't know.
Do you remember how on the show every so often we would say hi to a guy down in South Carolina?
Phil?
Phil who? Who's Phil?
I don't know.
Who's Phil?
I don't know. I forget these things, man. Don't put me on the spot like that. That's not cool.
Well, that's why I posted that link.
Dan?
What?
Dan?
Dan doesn't live in South Carolina.
I don't know. Who are we talking about?
That's why I pasted a link into the chat room.
Oh, chat room. Let me hop into the chat room.
Aren't you already in the chat room?
Well, my bouncer's in the chat room.
Oh, he's preventing you from getting in?
No. There we go. Oh, hi, Pat.
So, yes, Pat Archibald has bought a Moto G. He ordered it from Amazon. It was delivered within 24 hours. And he enjoys it in comparison to the Nexus 5, which, regrettably, his screen cracked on.
That's too bad.
Well, it's a nice phone. The Moto G is a nice phone for $179. And you can see him, if you read the comments, saying many nice things about the Moto G.
Yep.
Except for the fact that he'll probably miss LTE.
Yep.
Anyway, that's Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Yeah. Moving along past Motorola, Lollipop is apparently looking to make bloatware less of an issue with their Play Auto Installs feature. Have you heard about this, Jerry?
I have.
What do you think about this? Just to explain to those out there in radio land, or podcast land, or whatever sort of land we're referring to, it allows updates to apps to be made during the setup process and installation of apps based on a carrier SIM. So basically, your provider, let's say that your provider is Sprint, can force you to have their app auto-downloaded, let's say Sprint Zone, or what other pieces of junk did they put on that thing, Jerry?
There was NFL stuff. There was, I don't know, we're talking about the Evo, right? The Evos.
The last phone you got that was actually not a Nexus 5.
Seems so long ago. It was mostly NFL stuff in the Sprint store. Yeah.
Those would be on the
It was not a whole lot. But, you know, as you bring up or are about to bring up, you couldn't uninstall those apps.
But now they would be on the data, not the system partition, so they would be removable. And the advantage is that with all of these apps separated out from the ROM, then you might be able to get updates faster. One less thing to include in your update.
Well, would you be able to remove it, or would it be uninstallable?
What's the difference between uninstallable and removable?
I mean, uninstallable.
Well, the idea is if it's on the data partition, it would be uninstallable.
Mm.
That's the idea. I don't know how the carriers would think about that, if they would cooperate.
If they force you to install it.
That doesn't mean that they have to force you to keep it.
No, they don't have to force you to keep it, but could they force you to keep it?
Well, let's try a hypothetical situation. Let's say that I am a popular rock band, and I sign a deal for everybody who buys a device to get a free album. And the company I sign a deal with delivers that free album to every single owner of said type of device. I might complain if I can't get rid of that thing, but I may or may not complain about getting it in the first place. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but, you know, okay.
For example, I just got a free copy of Gravity.
Like the movie?
It was offered to me in my Google Play Movies and TV app for no particular reason, considering I bought nothing, which really surprised me, by the way. One day I saw an article that they were giving out Gravity for free, so I went into Google Movies and TV, and it turned out that I got a free copy of Gravity.
Oh, shucks.
Did you get
that? Have you watched it yet?
No, I haven't seen it, but I've been saving it for a special occasion. The last movie I saw was that one I sat through on the plane.
Snakes on a Plane? That'd be a great movie to show on an airplane.
No, I promised I'd stop watching airplane disaster movies on planes. It was after that. I've never actually brought one with me, but it was after I was on JetBlue and watching live TV, and they had this. I was on my way from New York to Fort Lauderdale, and they had this great documentary, On a Wing and a Prayer, The Downing of Air Florida Flight 90. I'm sure you've seen it.
Yeah, no.
But apparently it annoyed the people around me.
Sure.
Yeah, I figured after you have people around you asking to if they could change their seats, that you might want to keep away from things.
I'll buy that for $1.
Oh, well. There are plenty of things to entertain me on a plane. I spent 4 hours in the galley on my flat back, but that was mostly because of the legroom. Anyway, moving along. Roku players can now access Google Play Movies and TV. And apparently, I haven't tried this, but if you have a Roku and you sign into Google Play Movies and TV, you get a free copy of X-Men.
Like the original?
I think so, but I haven't actually tested this. Would you like me to test it? I have a Roku right here.
No, not really.
Okay. Don't say I didn't offer.
I would never.
Well, I was going to install that because then I could watch my free copy of Gravity.
Ah.
Which sounds like a lot more fun than the original X-Men movie.
You know what you should install?
What?
The Amazon store app.
On what?
On your phone.
I did. Well, actually, I haven't again because I had to wipe my phone twice. Do you remember last week I told you that my phone wasn't working?
Yes.
I got into a lot of shouting with the people over at Ting. They sent me a new SIM card. It arrived on Friday. Actually, it arrived on Thursday. I called them Friday morning. They wanted me to do another factory reset. I said, well, can we at least try to do something without resetting the phone? Because if I have to reset the phone again and you can't get the phone working, you will no longer have a customer. So they agreed to try troubleshooting the phone without yet a third factory reset. And they got it working. So they kept me.
Ooh.
For now.
How did they do it?
Well, see, that's the thing. They didn't do it so much as me guiding them through the process of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I had done this 20 times because they'd made me do the same steps over and over again. So what we tried was *#**7*2786****. And that's the automatic carrier reset. And that didn't quite work. So what we tried was we manually programmed the phone number, and I think it's the MIN number, or the MS, I forget what the acronym is. And that was *#*675***. And once we programmed that and restarted and waited a little while, it started to do the carrier activation. And after that, we just had to make two tweaks and it worked perfectly. So just remember, if you have any
problems. Sad that you need to know all that.
Yeah. So just remember, if you have any problems with your Nexus 5, what you want to do is *#**7*2786****. Which is a carrier reset.
Okay. And if you don't.
And if you have any problems with data, what you want to do is *#**data****. As I said, I had to do it too many times for me to not remember this, and that's just depressing in itself. Anyway, did you know that Google has a 6-line instruction to add voice search from the Google search app to their app, to any individual app?
I find it's not so much as you're adding voice search as you're adding search.
Well, you're adding the ability for the voice search to have an activity. Essentially, it's a searchable activity. So it's the equivalent of an intent.
Right. But if your app was searchable before this, then you shouldn't have to make any changes. You'll still have, it's Google will take care of the voice to text. And from your app's point of view, it's just a search.
I still think that it will encourage further apps to integrate with Google Search and thus Google Voice Search, which is good. So I can sit in my car and ask Google questions. I'm sure you do that all the time.
I did it today, as a matter of fact.
What did you ask your phone?
I said, founder, Girl Scouts.
Who was the founder of the Girl Scouts?
Joyce Gardner, somebody.
Okay.
But today my daughter had Girl Scouts, and they had a party celebrating the birthday of the Girl Scouts founder.
Okay.
So, she was born on October 31st, 1860.
So I have a question.
Yes.
If you're very good at being a Boy Scout, you become an Eagle Scout, if I remember correctly. What is the top of the Girl Scout tier?
I don't know. Owl Scout?
Are you making that up or do you know?
I'm making it up.
Okay. I have no idea either. I've never been a Girl Scout, therefore I've never researched this.
But apparently it's called the Gold Award.
Oh, it's not called the Blank Scout?
No, it is. Apparently it's the Golden Eagle.
Oh, okay.
The Gold Award is the highest achievement within the Girl Scouts.
Good to know.
Apparently only 5.4 of eligible Girl Scouts successfully earned the award.
5.4%?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, I guess it was only called the Golden Eagle up until 1938.
What do they call it now?
The Gold Award.
Okay, well, you're a bit late. But only about 75 years. So. Gmail version 5.0 with exchange support is apparently rolling out. So this is the Gmail version that merges in email support so that you only need one email app.
I'm so looking forward to this.
Well, so am I. You know, on one level, yes. Admittedly, it's sad that another stock app has bit the dust, but I think there are plenty of third-party email apps. So I don't think there's any danger.
I'm not sad. I'm not sad at all.
That AOSP is being gutted?
Oh, well, I want one app, right? No, right now I have like Gmail or on my phone, and I have the Mail app, which handles like 8 other email addresses.
Why do you have that many?
Dude, I have so many email addresses.
Have you considered aliasing and forwarding?
No.
Okay.
Because then it becomes, when I respond, I need the response to come from the original email address.
And that usually is doable.
Really?
I've done it.
You should share your knowledge and wisdom and understanding and wizardry.
I have a pull down with all my identities.
And the from block? Yeah. Does that work?
Yes. Why wouldn't it? I have all my identities. I can pull down and select the identity I'm replying from.
In Gmail?
Yeah.
No crap.
Well, not the web version. I'm talking about the email version, the Android version.
How do you do it in the webmail version?
Well, there you have to delegate one account to act for the other account. There's an account delegation function where you send an email from one account to the other with a verification code so that it knows that you're authorized to be that account.
But does that only work with other Gmail accounts, or will it work with like an Outlook account as well?
It'll work with any email account.
Huh.
Why wouldn't it? I have my email open here. There's an option here for forwarding an IMAP access. So you have forwarding addresses, and then you have there's an option here for accounts. Add a POP3 account you own, grant access to another account, send mail as. So I have the authority to send mail as multiple accounts.
Huh. I don't see that.
It's there. And now if I pull down my from, even in the Gmail web app, it actually gives me the choice of all accounts I've authorized.
Oh, accounts. It's under accounts and import, not forwarding and POP.
Yeah. But I'm saying you can do it in both directions.
Ooh.
There you are.
Ooh.
See, I've made Jerry happy today. I've solved his problem.
Ooh. 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 That's awesome.
I'm glad I can be of service. Second screen capability has been added to play TVs and music. Excuse me, TV and movies when using it with a Chromecast. So if you have a Chromecast.
Wait, where are we? Are we back at doing mail? Are we? Okay, let me.
No, we were running down the. We weren't doing mail. We were doing the show notes.
Show notes.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's awesome. Okay. Oh, so anyway, we were talking about the Amazon app, right?
Yeah. You mentioned it earlier.
So I have heard, although I have not verified, that you can watch Amazon Prime videos from inside the Amazon app.
Well, yes and no. The Amazon app now has a secret Play Store in it. Not a Play Store, a secret Amazon App Store, so you no longer need a separate Amazon App Store app. So it will allow you to install the Amazon Instant Video app, and then you can launch your Amazon Instant Video from the Amazon app, which I'm still surprised that Google allowed, because they've always had a policy about not allowing app stores in apps.
But you can watch Amazon or your Amazon Prime video on your on any Android phone now, right?
I believe so.
Which I believe was one of your complaints.
Yes, and we discussed it when it happened weeks ago.
Oh.
It was in the show notes.
Oh.
Don't you remember?
Probably not. You know how my memory is.
Well, let's look it up.
I like this show.
Let's look it up here. The episode was referred to as Irma Gerd.
Irma Gerd.
In regards to you saying that when you realized what was going on, that the there is support for Amazon Instant Video inside the Amazon app by allowing it to install other apps. Now, this episode, 217, took place on September 15th, 2014.
So you tell me I already knew this?
Yes. And you were already shocked by it.
Oh.
And I was not only did I tell you about this, but I think you may have heard something that day. Now, if you're interested, we can go back and listen to episode 217 to see your actual response.
Wow, that's crazy.
I would do it myself, but I don't listen to the show. I heard it the first time.
All right.
Okay. I'm sorry to spoil your...
No, dude, whatever.
Your breaking news.
Yeah, I was all excited to tell you about it, but...
We discussed it. We were excited. We were excited together, Jerry. We shared in the excitement.
Okay, well, I was all excited again.
I'm glad.
But never mind.
Well, you know that old joke. Do you know the exciting thing about senility, Jerry?
No.
I'll tell you tomorrow. Anyway, I guess you had to be there.
I guess.
Jerry, do you know the exciting thing about senility?
No. What?
Anyway. Okay, well, second screen capability has been added to the Play TV and Movies app when you're using it with a Chromecast. So if you are using your Chromecast and your phone to cast to your Chrome, you will be able to, at your fingertips, see where it was you previously saw that actor or actress.
No.
Yes.
I need to play with the second screen stuff.
Well, you know what I ordered when it was $19.99? A Fire Stick. I don't know if I'll like it. No, Amazon has its own stick now. They had a 48-hour period where they were offering it for $19.99 to anybody who had a Prime account.
Oh.
So I said for $19.99, I can stick this on a second television. It'll be useful. It's all experiment.
And how did it go?
I don't know. I was only allowed to pre-order it that day.
Mm.
The rest of the time, I have other things that need to be done. But once it shows up, if you remember that I ordered it, I will be happy to tell you about it.
Okay.
Okay, let's see what else we have here. Google's admin app has been updated, bringing shared PIN support and account switching. So you can now set a PIN that will go and be the PIN on multiple devices. Not very exciting. Certainly useful, but not very exciting. Let's see. Google's camera app has been updated for Lollipop compatibility. A lot of apps will be updated that way, being as you know that Lollipop dropped today, right?
I know it. Yeah. The source code dropped.
Yeah, that's what I meant by dropped. It dropped into the repository. Admittedly, the update for the phone has not happened yet.
Right. The Nexus 5 should be getting it within the next couple of weeks, right?
Could be sooner. You know, they aren't against surprising people.
Well, I've heard some people talking about the Nexus 5 should come out, or the Lollipop for the Nexus 5 should come out today. However, today's almost over.
I don't think it'll come out today. It took a little while for the Nexus 4 to get KitKat when the Nexus 5 came out. So remember, mm-hmm. We're one version behind, so it may take a little while. You know, they have to have their presentation model. You know, we're an afterthought now.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. The camera map. Or the camera app specifically.
Well, some of these apps will be coming. If you remember, the material design is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So apps will be migrating over. And Google.
Have you discussed how you feel about the material design?
Well, you discussed how you feel about the material design. I'm still
in favor of it?
Yes.
Okay, good. Then my opinion hasn't changed.
Oh, good. For me, I think I actually like it so far, but I haven't necessarily made up a definitive decision. I think it looks very nice. But as more and more apps get it, I will decide whether or not I actually like it. You know what they say, too much of a good thing.
Too much of a good thing makes for a happy sailor?
Never heard that one. Let's see what else we have here. Greyhound Bus released their official Android app.
Because people who use Greyhound probably don't have iPhones.
Really? I don't know. A Bolt Bus, which is owned by Greyhound, is very popular in the New York to Washington, New York to Boston run.
Mm.
That's the competitor.
I don't know what that
means. Well, there's a European company, Megabus, which started up in New York doing the Northeast Corridor, and they're also doing the Chicago area. And they were doing $10 trips between New York and Boston. So Greyhound came up with their own subdivision like a low-cost division. And Bolt Bus and Megabus, they target young professionals who want Wi-Fi. So basically, it's a bus with Wi-Fi and an average three-hour journey where if you buy far enough in advance, it only costs you $10.
Speaking of which,
yeah,
Wi-Fi, that is, while traveling. So I had to buy some plane tickets today.
Oh, where are you going? Washington again?
Yes, going back to Washington.
Okay.
And I am traveling via Southwest. Do they not have Wi-Fi on their planes or what?
They do.
On all of them?
I don't know if it's all of them. I know they have Wi-Fi because I was reading about it. They don't use the GoGo system that a lot of U.S. airlines use. They use something called Row 44. And I thought they had put it on most of their flights. Obviously, not necessarily 100%. But let's look at the internet. Wi-Fi access.
It says $8 a day for their Wi-Fi. But then I put in my flight number or my reservation number. And because I wanted to go ahead and purchase it, because if it's like $8 for the day, for, you know, I'll spend $16 to get Wi-Fi on all of my flights for that trip, right?
Yeah, so you just happen to be hitting planes that don't have Wi-Fi?
I guess of the four different planes that I'm getting on, none of them have Wi-Fi. And they're all, you know, reasonably big aircraft because I'm going from here to Denver and then from Denver to there. So, well, I mean, it's kind of like...
Well, I hate to spoil your consideration, but Southwest only has one type of aircraft. They're all 737s.
So where's my Wi-Fi?
Well, they have a lot of them. Let's see. Wi-Fi and in-flight entertainment. Product offerings. Things to know before your flight. How will I know if my aircraft will be equipped with Wi-Fi products? Here we are. Look for the hotspot stickers on board, or a flight attendant will alert you if a wireless network is available on your aircraft. You may also check using the Wi-Fi finder ahead of time. So I assume that's what you used?
Yes. And it had N/A for every single one of my flights.
Well, maybe you'll have a last-minute substitution.
On one of the planes, maybe, but all four?
I'm sorry. They'll eventually get to all planes.
Well, they need to hurry the hell up.
Well, do you remember a few years ago in June when I took a trip to London?
Yeah.
The airline I flew on was supposed to get Wi-Fi, but it wasn't ready yet, and it wasn't ready for several months. It took until this trip, where I took the same airline, for them to have Wi-Fi, which is pretty good, because after they bumped me off the flight, I was trying to... and rerouted me to Boston. I was using the Wi-Fi to try to find a way to get from Boston to New York.
Did it work?
Yeah. I had a ticket on Delta by the time I arrived in Boston, so I just had to go and board the plane. I'm pretty good at making travel arrangements. Anyway, moving along, Google Wallet adds recurring transfers and balance alerts. So to make sure you never run out of money, you can have a recurring transfer into your Google Wallet, and it will give you an alert if your balance is low.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
And if you are a user of Pebble, the Pebble app for Android is, they've supposedly rewritten the thing from the ground up, and they have a new beta version. Apparently it's good, or at least better than it was.
It's good. Good.
I'm not in the beta program. Maybe I will be someday.
You have a Pebble.
But I'm not a beta user. Mm. I don't know. At one point I considered signing up for it, but yeah. As of now, I'll wait for the further release from beta. Reddit News has been updated with a material design if you are a user of Reddit News.
Nope. I'm a slow user.
Okay. Taco Bell apparently has an app. So if you're interested in making sure when you get to the counter that your gas-inducing, possibly food poisoning-laden food is available, then you can order it in advance.
Did you hear what they did when they released their app?
What did they do?
They changed the front page of TacoBell.com so that all the normal stuff that was on the Taco Bell website went away with an advertisement for their ads or for their apps saying that they have an app now that you can use. So if you were on a normal desktop computer and went to their website to, I don't know, look at a menu or something, you couldn't get to it.
Why are you hanging around the Taco Bell website?
That's where all the cool kids hang out.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, it was a major
I thought they migrated to Chipotle now,
but it was funny.
I thought they migrated over to Chipotle.
Who? The cool kids?
People are always talking about it. I don't know. I don't patronize either. Google Fit has released an app to keep track of your activity. So there's now a Google Fit app. I couldn't get it to work, though. I didn't play with it that hard, though. Currently, my activity, not every day, but the day that I was trying it, consisted of sitting in my chair. Well, at one point, I was crawling under my desk, rewiring up the stuff after I moved it. But that didn't seem like an activity that Google Fit could track.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is rewiring your computer a calorie-burning activity? It's certainly hot.
Well,
Well, I, you know, it's certainly hot under there, so I was sweating a bit, so I suppose, you know, it could be considered one. Let's see what else we have here. Quick Pick was updated with the ability to transfer photos and video over Wi-Fi. I still like Quick Pick.
I don't.
Why? It's a very nice gallery app if you like gallery apps.
I do like gallery apps. I want a better gallery app. But
what's wrong with Quick Pick? It's been a long-standing favorite.
Okay.
And I guess that brings me to the end of these notes, which is good because it's 11 o'clock.
Ooh, you and your awesome timing.
Well, I don't know. If we started to run short, I have a software-defined radio sitting on my desk here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a little project for a friend of mine. I have a friend who is an aviation buff. Actually, I have several friends who are aviation buffs. And he asked me if I could take the software-defined radio, hook it up to a Raspberry Pi, and make him a ADS-B receiver that he could track planes in the vicinity of his home. It seemed like a fun thing to play with, and I just happened to have some Pis sitting around, so I bought myself a software-defined radio. I figured for $20, why not? And if I get it working, he'll pay me back. If I don't get it working, I played with it for a while. It was fun. I haven't played with it yet, but I'm sure it will be fun. I'll save news of that for next week.
Okay.
Any final thoughts, Jerry, before we do our traditional wrap-up?
No, let's wrap it up.
Okay. If you would like to contact us, please visit www.androidbuffet.com, and you can click on Contact Us, or you can leave a testimonial. I'd love to have a testimonial that was not spam. You can send us an email at podcast@androidbuffet.com. We still have our Google Voice line at 201-2-WENECA. That's W-E-N-E-C-A. And, of course, you can leave us a message over on Google Plus, where Kevin McLaughlin is working on our first Google Plus poll. By the way, the majority of people so far are voting for us to do merchandising. I said I was going to look into that, didn't I?
Sweet.
Well, no, I did say I was going to look into it, but I still haven't figured out the best way to do it. I'm still doing my appropriate research, if anybody has any advice. I know, Jerry, you gave me advice, but you're you.
I am me.
Yes. I haven't discounted your advice, but I like to shop around. You know, you have to do your due diligence. Other than that, of course, we are available on Twitter. We are available on Facebook, wherever people are other than Jerry.
Yeah.
I know you don't like social networks. I don't really like them either, but, you know, you got to go where the people are. You can visit us on our own website, androidbuffet.com. We will be back Monday, the 10th of November at 10 p.m. For those of you in the United States, tomorrow is, of course, Election Day. Vote for someone. That's tomorrow, isn't it?
Yes.
I thought it was. Today's Monday. Tomorrow's Tuesday.
First Tuesday of November.
That's what I thought. So go vote for someone. Just remember, these elections could be important. Unless, you, as I understand it, your elected official is running unopposed. In which case, that doesn't really help. Any final thoughts, Jerry, before we conclude this episode?
Nope.
Will we talk next week?
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I think we do need to, at some point, visit a different technology.
What technology are we visiting?
I don't know. I mean, like, other than Skype.
Oh, why? Has Skype been acting up?
I don't like Skype anymore.
Well, we haven't looked at Mumble in a while, and there's also Hangouts.
Yeah.
Of course, Hangouts, they expect us to have a video. You know, I might actually have to get dressed for this.
I have a webcam now. We use it for work meetings.
No, I have a webcam also. No, and just in case anybody has any ideas, I am dressed. I have never done the show in a state of undress. I'm referring to something more formal than a t-shirt. I might, you know.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. I might
comb my
sometimes
hair.
Sometimes I do my morning meetings at work, you know, with the webcam in pajamas. Because
I work at home, yo. Yeah, but I would, you know, I would comb my hair, you know, clean my glasses. I'd want to look presentable, maybe put up a light. You know, you have to make sure your backlighting is good. I'd want a professional quality hangout. You know, if you do something, you want to do it well.
Yep.
Or at least not horribly.
Sure.
So that brings us to the end of the program for today. Tune in next week. Find out whether or not Jerry and I get Lollipop.
Lollipop. Yep.
Well, I figured that we should have some cliffhangers here. Maybe I should go into the show notes and put in a picture of a lollipop.
Maybe.
Do you ever look at the show notes, Jerry, once they're posted, or ever look at anything involving the episode?
You mean like after we record it?
I'm not talking about necessarily listening to the episode. Do you look at the show notes or check to make sure I haven't inserted subliminal messages or anything else in? Or, no. You know, or strung your words together to make it sound like you said a different sentence than you did?
No. Should I?
No, just asking.
I trust you.
But thank you for telling me you don't check.
Of course, now you realize that I'm going to have to.
Every week?
I'll set a reminder. Make sure Guru's not being something.
Okay. Well, just remember one thing, Jerry. I have some good news for you. Amazon Instant Video is now available for Android.
Do you have to get it from the Amazon app?
Yes, you do. Ah. That's the only downside.
That's all right.
We'll live.
Yep.
Shall we conclude for the evening?
Let's call it a day.
Good night.